afternoon.
Here he is. It's David Hasselhoff. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, you're right.
Yeah, fantastic, I think.
I know you're having a bit of a busy time since you arrived in London.
Yeah, we were actually in the aquarium yesterday with Justin and Alan with sharks. And it was a lot of fun. It was cold, but it was fun.
You actually went in the tank?
Yeah, you know, it was a gag. When I was here doing Chicago, I lived in the West Bank and stayed at the White House, and so I kind of used to hang out in that area. And so I used to go over to the aquarium and talk to the guys, because I like to scuba dive and hang out. And they said, you want to go in with the sharks? And I said, sure. And I took those guys in. They were pretty funny. They were a little bit scared. Well, Justin got attacked by a little ray yesterday. It was very funny.
Oh, my God.
this little baby ray was in the water. I picked it up and I threw it at Justin, and it went on his back.
You threw it at him? Something really hurt.
No, it was cute. It was cute. Oh.
How are you getting on with Justin and Alan? Have you met them before?
No, I haven't, but I've seen their show before. You know, it's I think they're quite talented, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I saw a couple of tapes of the show with Kanye West and Mark Ronson was on,
yeah,
and it was just really, really terrific stuff.
So you're going to go on this, aren't you, Scott, on Sunday night as well?
Well, we need to talk about this. So you're the guest on the Sunday Night Project this week. You're the guest host, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, what I was originally told was I was going to come on and do a little thing on video going, hi, David, and this week's prizes are this. But then that all changed yesterday. And apparently now I'm on your panel.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So this means you're going to be asked questions
about David. Yeah.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think what happened was they actually asked my daughters to do it. My daughters kind of balked.
Right. They didn't want to do it.
No, they said, Dad, we'd rather go shopping.
Yeah. Well, we've heard Scott Mills will do anything. Can you get him instead?
I'm about to go a hole in the wall. Do you know what I mean?
So do you know everything there is to know?
I think I know quite a lot.
Yeah.
Could you test him now about yourself?
Yes, I guess I could.
Okay.
Let's see.
What? Don't make it too difficult, Dave.
What was the name of the girl in Knight Rider who replaced Patricia McPherson, Bonnie, in the second year? It has to do with the month of the year.
It has to be the month.
It could. That's her name. It's
April.
April, you got it.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
Unbelievable.
It was between
fantastic.
That and October, wasn't it?
Yeah. Okay, any more?
No, that's good.
Okay. I don't think the questions will be that hard.
Do you not?
Well, have you seen it? They're not always that hard.
Okay.
So that's good. Right, we'll talk more to David in a minute. We've got a new kind of movie proposal for you as well.
Oh,
which
really?
I think you might like.
I don't think so already.
No, you will. Have you seen Snakes on a Plane?
Yes, I've had snakes on a plane.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it's like that, but better. Okay. We've toyed with the idea of, like, goats on a boat.
Goats on a boat.
Sharks in a car. But we think snakes are, like, the best thing to go with for this,
right,
this movie.
Okay.
Now, let me just explain this, and we can talk about it. You play the hero. And his name is Drake Napalm. And it takes place in a hotel, okay?
Right.
It's not looking convinced. It's opening night, and it's full of celebrities. Do you know any celebrities you can get hold of for this? Who could you get?
This morning?
Not now. No.
Oh.
Just someone you could call, you know, a few people. Just to beef up the celebrity count a bit.
Beef up the celebrity count.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offhand, no.
Okay,
I can't think of anyone that would really want to do this.
No. Okay, so it's opening night at the hotel.
Okay.
The hotel next door is jealous of all the attention, so they try to sabotage the new hotel. And then they put snakes in the water system. Now, whenever the celebrities sit on the toilet, a snake comes up and bites them right on the, you know.
Yeah.
Now, this is where you come in. The only way to be cured, okay,
right,
is to make love to Drake Napalm, and that's you, David.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I
you're
see.
Like the love hero.
Uh-huh.
And they will die.
Unless they make love to me.
Unless they make love to you.
So they kind of basically come and go.
Pretty much. What do you think?
I think that's terrific.
Okay, good.
All right.
Now, I do have a sample bit of script, which I'll let you see after 8:30. Should we do some...
Oh, my God.
No, it's fine. Should we do some news?
Okay,
and then we'll speak more to David in a minute.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
We're with The Hoff. It's 8:37. Now, I know that Davey really wants to go to Wimbledon, don't you?
Yeah. I went there a few years ago and had a blast. So I'm going to take my daughters to Wimbledon for strawberries and cream and have lots of fun.
I'm on the case.
Are you?
Mm. Oh, fantastic.
How good is that? So yeah. He's got contacts in the world of sport.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic.
So you could be there. When do you want to go?
Well, I like to go on Friday, you know, and then semifinals, you know.
Yeah.
Yes, that's possible.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
Anything for the half.
Yeah, I couldn't get them for you, but I can get them for
you. Yeah. You're going to say hello out there for David Hasselhoff. It's a whole different thing.
Yeah.
So you're doing Sunday Night Project, which is on this Sunday night, funnily enough.
Yes.
On Channel 4. Mm-hmm. I need to brush up on my Hoff knowledge, I think, before I go on your panel. I can't be losing.
That's okay. I could put a little earpiece in, you know, for my daughter.
Okay.
Especially if we get tickets to Wimbledon.
Now, you've been doing America's Got Talent.
Yes, America's Got Whackers.
Yeah. Which has gone huge over there, hasn't it?
Yeah, you know, I think it kind of started here, I think. The pilot was here, but it's taken off in America because it's just like every crazy person who comes off. I think I've seen every transvestite and every transsexual in all of America. But we found some pretty amazing talent this year, and it's just good fun, you know? We need good fun on television for a while. I'm so sick of reality, you know? Because reality really isn't real. I mean, you know, people do things on reality that they would never do in real life, so, you know, but it's good fun.
And how do you get on with Sharon and Pierce, the other judges?
Sharon's great. Who's Pierce Morgan? Oh, that guy.
Yeah, you have to sit next to him, one away from him.
Yeah. No comment. No comment. But Sharon's lovely. You know, Sharon's great, and it's good fun. Simon Cowell actually came to me and asked me to be a judge, and I said, I really don't do that. And he said, well, no, darling, you kind of owe me. And I said, why do I owe you? Well, back in 1993, he was my A&R guy.
When you released a song?
Yeah, I did a song called If I Could Only Say Goodbye. And they all said goodbye to my song. And it dropped like an egg from a tall chicken. It was number 45 for a day. I said, I'm number 45! And then it went away.
Oh. And that was Simon's fault?
That was Simon's fault.
So how does he owe you one?
Yeah. You owe him for getting you to 45.
Well, he actually, you know, it came in a time, you know, after Knight Rider and after Baywatch. You know, you always have a little lull in your career, and it brought me back for a bit, so it's fine.
Excellent. Now, can I just ask about this? Pierce said that you had a spray tan halfway through the show.
Pierce said I had a spray tan.
Yeah.
Well, you know, the problem with Pierce is Pierce just likes to talk. And no matter what you say, he will print it. So I could tell him I had a spray tan, you know, between the shows, and he'll definitely print it.
Okay.
And maybe I did, but who really cares? Is anybody, like, driving down the road giving a damn if I had a spray tan? Oh, he had a spray tan on the show. Let's pull over, darling. Pull over. It's just too devastating. The Knight Rider has a spray tan. Pull over.
I tell you what I did like when I saw it the other night, when you walked off in a bit of a huff, and then they all have to go, huff, 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 for you to come back on again.
Yeah,
love that. God, I wish I could do that.
It was like America's Got Huff was fun.
Yeah. Do you off? I mean, that's all real, right? When you just go, I've had enough of this.
You said, if you put this guy through, I'll quit.
You know what?
Which I thought was a little overdramatic, but I enjoyed it.
Well, I keep trying that. I keep trying to quit, figuring they're going to give me a raise, and they say, go quit. So I just come back and sit down and shut up. You know.
Now, we obviously have met before when we championed this song.
We did. Jump in my car. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. I wanna take you home. Because of you, that song absolutely was downloaded 15 million times around the world. I made exactly no pennies, not one cent.
Oh, don't tell me that, David.
No. Yes, I had a lot of people jump in my car, but that was it.
No actual money.
No. In fact, the label, the wonderful label that put that out, didn't even want to release it in the UK. And then when it went to number two here, number one in Scotland, number in Ireland, I went to Germany to release it, and they said, oh, we want it back. And I said, no. So it was one of those kind of things. But because of you guys, it was downloaded 15 million times.
Cool. And now...
you owe him one.
I owe him, yeah.
Want to go to Wimbledon?
No, but I am coming to LA in 2 weeks. I think we should...
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Come down and see me.
Really?
Come on the show. America's got Mills. Come on, man. You got talent. You know, you can come on. You can do something.
I'm not going on stage.
Why not?
No.
Oh.
No. No, don't even think about it.
Brilliant. Come on, man.
No.
Do that juggling trick you do.
No, don't do juggling.
Do that juggling
No, they hate juggling anyway.
You do that juggling fire eating thing.
You could bring on, like, you know, the snakes from the movie, you know? You know, juggle snakes, anacondas and a Honda.
I'm not having 23 million Americans watching me die on my ass on TV. No way.
Do your Dizzy impression.
No. They don't even know. They don't know Dizzy.
Yeah, Do Dizzy.
What's up, darling? Thank you, America. No, it's not going to work. It's just not going to work.
You're through. Come on, you have to.
No. Now, we obviously championed the Jump in Your Car song, but also we've been talking about Hof Space lately.
Yeah. You know, what happened was I wanted to... I couldn't really get the internet together because Knight Rider and Baywatch and this Hof thing has taken off so much around the world. We put together our own Hof Space, which is kind of like our own social network, because I was on MySpace and Facebook, and I was getting a lot of phonies. A lot of people were coming in posing as me or my children, and I had to stop it. So I said, let me open up my own. That's going to be fun, and so I can kind of regulated, and it's just taken off. And one of the reasons is because you mentioned it on the air. We've got like 10,000 members now, and it's kind of a way of going around the world from Russia to Japan to Europe and getting a pulse on all the crazy people out there.
Like the harmonica lady.
Oh my God, she's wild. We should wake her up.
She does.
We should wake her up. Let's wake her up. Well, she's in Florida right now, right? Yeah. What's her name again? Tammy.
Have you got a number?
Yes.
You have a number?
Yes.
You have one of your fans, Tammy, the harmonica player's number.
Yes, I call her every day. She wakes me up.
She's like, "Hi, David," and yeah. she always does Christmas songs, and it's July. Today is going to be the first Noel. Here it is. What? Oh, do Beach Boys or something summery maybe. Right, we're with David Hasselhoff. It's 8:45. Yeah, give me a number.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Now, let's talk about... Apparently there's a new series of Knight Rider. Is that true?
Yes, they brought... Well, actually, I was the one...
without you.
Yeah. That's another Hollywood story. Okay. I went into NBC and I said, I've got this... They said, we'd like to develop a series for you because America's Got Talent's number one. I said, well, I've got the greatest idea. Why don't we bring back Knight Rider with me and a new car? And the guy plays my son, and Michael Knight takes over for the Devon character because, as you know, Edward Mulhare played Devon, passed away. He was a dear friend of mine. And they said, what a great idea. We'll call you back. So they called me back in 3 days and said, we love this idea. You're not in it, but we love it. And I went, wow. And they went and then they said, would you please promote it and give your blessing? And I kind of did. And I saw the show and was quite unhappy with it. And then they came back and they picked it up as a series. And I said, well, then bring me back in the series. And they said, no. And then I went, oh, okay. So, but I met the new producers, and I got to give the guys another shot because the new producers did Fast and Furious. I think it's going to be okay. And I might come back and do a bit of a guest star. But, you know, kind of Knight Rider is like my daughter says, Dad, you know, get over it. You know, you're not the Knight Rider anymore, you know. Get over to Baywatch. Go and move on to something. So I'm looking for a new series, kind of like Matt Helm or In Like Flint, which was kind of the American James Bond with a, you know, sense of humor.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to move on to something from what?
Yeah. Snakes While You Strain, Snakes and Bladders is the next.
Yeah.
It's the next project.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Is it true as well, you're going to be able to get Kit Satnav soon? Do you know
Kit
that?
What?
Kit Satnav navigation. So
yeah, absolutely. In fact, the guy...
Turn left, Michael.
Turn Michael.
Right, Michael.
Kit, shut up. yeah, they've actually... It's William Daniels, and the guy who put that deal together is one of my agents. In fact, I'm coming out with one after that, you know. I wanted to do
Hoff
one...
Satnav?
Yeah,
amazing.
You know. Amazing. I want to do one with Michael. Turn right, Michael. No, kid. No. It's left. It's left. You know. I want to confuse people.
Do a U-turn where possible, Michael.
Now, is it true that you really did want to do Baywatch the musical?
Oh my God.
That is amazing.
That would have been crazy. You know, I wanted to do things where I go, you know, give people, you know, a CPR. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, breathe. You know, and their chests would get bigger, 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 bigger. You know, I was going to be completely camp, completely insane. And I'm still working on that, though. Why not? Why not?
So it might happen.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Also, David, can you confirm or deny that you are doing an album of Oasis covers for Germany? Because I think I quite like that idea.
No, I deny that. No, right now I'm actually working on a song. I'm doing. I'm coming out with a. It's kind of an interesting thing. It's a game, and I can't really talk about it. But the coming out with we covered a single called "Do You Really Want to Hurt Me," and it's has to do with a game. It'll be launched sometime in August, and I'd love to come back over here and launch it with you guys. It's absolutely hysterical.
Okay, cool.
So. But anyway, I would like to say hello to everybody who's listening in Los Angeles, because I got a couple of buddies up. You guys are on Sirius Radio over there. I want to say hi to my daughter's boyfriend, Justin, who is like up there, you know, sitting. I'm seriously sitting by the radio right now going freaking out because...
in Los Angeles.
I heard, you know, it was funny because I get Radio 1 in my car. So I'm driving my daughter to school, and you're at 4 o'clock, which is 8 o'clock in the morning in Los Angeles.
That's weird.
Jump in my car comes on, you know? And then my daughter goes, Dad, they're playing it in America. I said, No, they're not.
No, it's that bloke in England.
Yeah, it's that guy in England, you know?
Right, are you okay to stay with us for a bit? David?
Yes,
good.
I'm here, hello.
I thought we'd lost you there for a second.
No.
It's 8:53, this is Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
It's the Chris Mills Show with Scott Mills. Joe Wiley's on at 10 this morning, and we're with David Hasselhoff. Now, David, this new film...
Yes.
We can just do your bit now, and then we can just add all the celebrities and all the different people in, like us, afterwards.
Okay.
But basically, if you could... You're the hero...
Okay, hero.
Okay, put right hero down.
Hero,
H-E-R-O. That's it. And your name is Drake Napalm.
Drake Napalm.
And your motivation is that you have to sleep with these people, otherwise they will die of a snake bite.
I love that.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Which comes up from the snake comes up from the toilet and bites them on the...
Yeah.
Okay, so in your own time, I'll just leave you to, I don't know what accent.
So I just answer the telephone, okay? So I answer the phone, yes?
Yeah.
Yes, this is Drake Napalm.
Yeah, that's it. And then we can just add you in afterwards with all, you know.
Okay.
We've got technology like that now, so. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Right.
So whenever you're ready.
I'm answering the phone.
Get into character and do what you think.
Okay. Yes, this is Drake Napalm. Oh, my God. Snakes? Oh, my God. They're trying to sabotage your hotel. There's only one cure for these people. I have to make love to them. I'm Drake Napalm. I'm here to save your life. Get him off! Get him off! Get him off! Ah!
That was amazing. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
That was really good.
Thank you. I've had a lot of training.
That's amazing.
Yes. Wow. Kid, get me out of here.
Now, we can just add him in later on, can't we?
Yeah, I thought you beautifully directed that as well.
Yeah, I don't know what to say, because obviously...
It went very well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So, is he sorted for Wimbledon now?
I've made the call, yes.
Have you?
The call's been made.
Who have you called? Sue Barker? Does she sort out the tickets?
No, Sue Barker doesn't sort out the tickets.
In her trousers?
Neither does John McEnroe.
So really?
It should be fine.
Now, here's the thing. We were talking yesterday about... This is Becky, who works on the show.
Hi, Becky.
And we were talking yesterday that sometimes she likes to go around show homes. You know, the homes that they have, the brand new homes.
Sure.
And she's has no intention of buying them whatsoever. But she just likes looking around new houses, don't you?
Yeah.
Why do you do that again? Remind us.
Well, if I've got nothing better to do, it's nice to look at other people's houses.
You just go in and look at other people's houses?
Yeah.
They're new builds.
Oh.
Yeah.
I see.
But they think, you know, she's going to buy one, but she never is.
And you have no intention of buying one?
Really not.
No.
Really? Don't you feel like that's kind of a waste of people's time? And your life?
In that order.
In that order.
I've just been told off by the whole...
Well, no, not really.
You've been told off.
Hey,
you've been told off.
Thank you very much.
Oh,
love. You're on fire. So, what Becky's basically saying is, would you buy her a new house in Watford? There's this really nice one. It's three bedroom.
It's one bedroom.
And she hasn't got the money, you know, and she has to keep... She loves looking around these places. She just hasn't got the money to do it.
What if there's snakes in the toilet?
Not as keen.
No.
But tell David what you suggested yesterday.
Yes.
Well, you were quite keen as well, weren't you? Mm-hmm. So we thought, me, my boyfriend, Scott and you, maybe in a one bedroom in Watford. Scott says you'll only do it if there's a spiral staircase. I didn't know that.
That's
apparently
true.
That's what you've asked
for.
Yeah,
he demands that.
It's true. Every house I have has a spiral staircase.
If it would be easier for us to all live in LA, that's fine.
Oh, that's
fine. If Watford's a bit out of the way.
I mean, if you that's a problem, we can come to Bel Air.
You know what? I got plenty of room in Bel Air because I'm recently single and I have no. And most of my stuff is in boxes. So
high five.
Lots of free.
Tens for that.
Yes. Tens.
Ten. 20. 30. 40. 50.
Oh, my God.
Amazing. Okay, right, so...
I think he might have just changed his mind.
Right, so...
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm out of town for life.
So it looks like we're moving to Bel Air, Chappers.
So fine.
To live with David Hasselhoff. How's
good
that
luck,
for you?
David.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
You know there's a town in Germany called Hasselhoff?
There's a what?
A town in Germany called Hasselhoff.
Is there?
Yes, I'm going to move there.
You're going to move there.
My address would be David Hasselhoff, Germany. What do you think?
Well, I thought I'd rather do Bel Air, to be honest, David. Just stay put where you are.
Okay, come.
We'll come to you.
Lots of extra rooms.
Excellent.
I do.
I want to play. We can't get hold of her, but I'd like to play Tammy.
Oh, I love Tammy.
She's great. Mm-hmm. This is one of Hoff's fans who is on davidhasselhoff.com at the moment and just keeps calling with occasional. Tunes on the harmonica.
Yes. Hi, David. This is Tammy, the harmonica player. And today's song is Angels We Have Heard on High.
Oh, my God. Sounds like God Save the Queen.
Tell me you don't go through these yourself. Anyway, that's Hammy. Tammy.
And she, yes, Hammy.
Tammy. And that's what she does on
the
harmonica.
What she does, yes.
And sometimes she'll do a Christmas tune in July.
Yes.
Now, there's one more thing before you go. If you would you mind going next door for us and just doing a quick thing? We do this quiz called Oh, What's Occurring? Don't need to know about that.
No,
and you know when you think you know songs, but you don't actually know the next line?
Right.
Okay, for example, if I play you this clip of Beat It Now.
Okay.
By Michael Jackson.
Right.
Try and continue it. See if you know the words.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Here it is.
Go. Beat it because you cannot eat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it because you cannot eat it.
Go. See, it's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, it is hard.
It's hard.
Yeah. What is the line?
It's no one wants to be defeated.
Oh. Okay.
But it's hard. You think you know it, but you don't. So right. Would you do a couple of, see if you can do it more with some more tracks?
Absolutely.
Carry on singing next door. Thank you so much, David, for coming in today. I'm very much looking forward to being on your panel later.
Yes.
With my Hoff knowledge on the Sunday Night Project.
Sunday Night Project.
And I'll see
I'm
you.
I'm moving to Bel Air.
I'm moving to Bel Air. We'll be in touch.
I'll see you.
Okay, thank you very much, David.
Thank you. I'll see you on Hasselhoff.com.
This is Coldplay.